This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has filed a charge sheet in Delhi's Rose Avenue court, naming the Congress leaders Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi in the money laundering case related to the National Herald newspaper. The charge sheet also names Congress Overseas Chief Sam Pitroda, Suman Dubey and others. Special Judge Vishal Gogne has posted the matter for further proceedings on the 25th of this month. A prosecution complaint has been filed under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act for the offence of money laundering. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to the Danish spokesperson counterpart Mette Frederiksen. During this telephonic conversation, both the leaders reaffirmed their strong support for the India-Denmark Green Strategic Partnership and discussed the enhancing cooperation across the sectors for the benefit of the people of both the countries. Recalling the high-level exchanges between both the countries ever since the launch of the Green Strategic Partnership in 2020, the leaders noted that the expansion of the Green Strategic Partnership in various fields, which have created favorable conditions for Danish investments in India to contribute to green transition. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he and Ms. Frederiksen also discussed the regional and global developments of the mutual interest. The Supreme Court laid down the stringent guidelines for the prevention and the expedient trial of the child trafficking-related offences across the country. The bench of the Justices J.B. Padriwala and R. Madhavan also directed the high courts across the country to issue the directions to the lower courts to complete the trial of the child trafficking case in 6 months. The total court issued in the directions will be hearing anticipatory bail pleas filed by the accused in the child trafficking case from Uttar Pradesh. The court criticized the Uttar Pradesh government handling of the child trafficking cases and the Allahabad High Court for issuing a bail to the child trafficking accused. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas today awarded 28 blocks under the open acreage licensing policy bid round 9 with the area of over 136,000 square kilometers. Highlighting in the significance, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said that this will help India reach its untapped energy potential and reduce the import dependency. He said that it will have a far-reaching implications on the energy sector. The Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways, Nitin Gadkari, yesterday emphasized the significance of infrastructure development for the country and set the goal for expedient highway construction to the rate of 100 km per day. Addressing the All India Management Association 10th National Leadership Conclave in Delhi, he stated that within the next 18 months, the country's road infrastructure will surpass that of the United States of America.
अभी मैंने घोषणा की पार्लियामेंट में इसी सेशन में कि हम 25,000 किलोमीटर 2-4 लेन बनाएंगे और जो टेक्नोलॉजी की बात है वो बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट है. कॉस्ट ऑफ कंस्ट्रक्शन को कम करना और क्वालिटी ऑफ कंस्ट्रक्शन को इम्प्रूव करना और वेस्ट मटेरियल का यूज करना इको फ्रेंडली, इस पर हमारे इम्फोसिस है. मैं 100 किलोमीटर पर डे ये टारगेट रखकर काम कर रहा हूँ. और जहां तक देश की बात है कि 1.5 साल में अमेरिकन नेशनल हाईवे से हमारे हाईवे अच्छे बनेंगे, ये मैं आपको विश्वास दिला सकता.
India has strongly rejected and motivated the baseless comments made by the Pakistan on the Waqf Amendment Act enacted by the Parliament. In response to the media queries regarding the comments made by the Pakistan on the Waqf Bill, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that Pakistan has no local standby to comment on the matter that is internal to India. He said that Pakistan would do better to look at its own abysmal record when it comes to protecting the rights of the minorities instead of preaching to others. Bangladesh has suspended the import of yarn from India through the land ports, and the National Board of Revenue of Bangladesh issued a notification in this regard. In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 16 runs at Chandigarh's Maharaja Yadavendra Stadium at 8 p.m. last night, chasing the target of 112 runs set by the Punjab Kings. Kolkata Knight Riders were all out in 95 for 10 in 15.1 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.